Hi, my name is Adina Schmimann, Director of the OU Women's Initiative. Join me in supporting the programming you love at ou.org/women23. It's your donation that helps to create Torah, leadership, and community engagement programs. Programs that you love, Tori Mecha Nachyomi, Tori Mecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration for the Chagim, the Max and Yeti Manderer, Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, Mikvah Attendant Professional Development, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kirv and Chinuch Professional Fellowship and Conference, the Challenge Grant Initiative to support community programming, the Art of Speaking course, Lay Leadership Conference, and support. Your gift has worldwide reach as together we build a community of engagement and inspiration together. To support these programs, go to ou.org/women23. Thank you for being part of the OU Women's Initiative community. And now for today's presentation.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we continue with Chapter 102 in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Beis. Perek Kuf Beis begins extremely painfully. It is the awful story of a nation in pain, a nation that is suffering and crying and hoping that it can somehow be heard. Verse 1. Tfila la'ani ki atov v'lifnei Hashem yishboch sicho, a tfila of a poor man who is doubled over in pain. He pours out his thoughts before Hashem. The language in this verse is extremely evocative. Wrapped up in pain, doubled over in pain. The truth is, when we are in physical pain and when we are in emotional pain, we feel like that. Clenched fists, clenched stomach. And there is a real desperation in these first few verses. The Malbim says this chapter describes a Jew in exile whose soul is collapsing from the pain of galus. And then, when he just can't hold it in anymore, he pours out his heart before Hashem. Do we do this sometimes? Try desperately to hold it together, and only when we can't anymore, finally cry out to Hashem. Verse 2, Hashem, shim'a tfilasi, v'shavasi elecha savo. Hashem, hear my tfila, let my cry reach you. Verse 3, al taster panacha mimeni, biyom tzarli, hatei elai aznecha, biyom ekra maher aneni. Don't conceal your face from me in my time of distress. Turn your ear to me on the day that I call. Answer me quickly. The Malbim says we are asking for more than help in this verse. We are saying, look at me, see my distress, see my pain. There is a unique aspect of trauma that goes deeper than pain and loneliness. It is the feeling of being unseen and unheard in our pain. As well, Rav Hirsch explains, everyone else has abandoned me. Show me that you are still here. Show me that I still have you by answering me. Verse 4, Ki chalu ba'ashan yamai va'atzmosai kimoked niharu. For my days of prosperity have vanished like smoke. My bones are charred as in a fireplace. Why do I need an answer so quickly? The mashal parable in this verse is a fire, and it is the Jewish nation that has been set on fire. So quickly have our happy days gone up in smoke. The destruction is swift and powerful and total. Help us, because it is almost too late. Verse 5. Huka ke'esev vayivash libi, ki shachachti me'achol lachmi. My heart is smitten and dried out like grass, for I have forgotten to eat my food. Like a piece of grass in a drought that thirsts for rain and finally dries out and shrivels in the sun. You see, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina, the godly presence, they nourished me, connected me, gave me life. And now they are gone. And what that has done to me is it broke my heart. There are other sources of nourishment that I could seek if I would have the strength. but in my broken state, shachachti le'echol lachmi, like one who is too ill and depressed even to eat or to seek medicine. Isn't that so us in exile? And then verse 7, damisi lik'as midbar hayisi kechos charavos. I am like the wilderness bird. I have become the owl in the wasteland. And verse 8, shakarati ve'ayek itzipor bodid algag. I have searched diligently for a place to belong, but I have become like a lonely bird upon a rooftop. These metaphors, comparing us to different kinds of lonely birds. Malbim says, this is because all through our difficult exile, we have been segregated, confined, restricted, and isolated. These birds on roofs and alone in deserts, that's us in exile. So different than the protective and strong, healthy flocks of birds flying together. You may ask, Al-Sheikh says, if we were so miserable, why don't we cry? And according to Al-Sheikh, Tehillim informs us of the sad truth. What is being described in these verses is a very tragic form of learned helplessness. I have learned not to cry because I cried and cried and I'm still here in exile. My life has taught me not to cry. Al-Sheikh says Ka'as Midbar is a healthy bird who chirps day and night. And this was us soon after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash when we still thought we would go quickly home. But the Kos Charavos is a bird that cries less, and the lonely rooftop bird is absolutely alone and has just given up crying altogether because this poor bird believes that no one cares and no one hears. And for another few verses, the painful descriptions continue, and then comes perhaps the most painful of all. Verse 11, Mipnei za'amcha v'kitzpecha, ki nisasani v'tashlicheni. In the face of your fury and your wrath, for you have raised me high only to cast me down. What makes this the most painful is, I feel like you did this to me, Hashem, because you lifted me up only to throw me down again. But then the tone changes, and as only David HaMelech can do, he turns this entire chapter around. As hope and faith returns and meaning is restored, verse 13, Va'ata Hashem la'olam teshev v'zichrecha l'dor v'dor, but you, Hashem, are enthroned forever, and your name endures through all the ages. Verse 14, Ata sakum terachim tzion, ki eis lechenina ki va moed. You will surely arise and take pity upon Sion, for it is time to show her your goodwill. For the appointed time has come. Because if it is all you, Hashem, then of course there is so much to hope for. Rav Hirsch notes the contrast between verse 13, you sit, and 14, you will rise up, because I know the moment you decide, you can change everything. You will love us and return to us. But verse 15, Ki ratzu avadecha es avaneha ve'es afara yechoninu. For your servants love her very stones, they cherish even her dust. Because I also know and understand that this will only happen when we get up, when we show that we love Yerushalayim, we love her stones, her earth, we love what she stands for. Verse 16, Vayirugayim Hashem Hashem v'chol malchei haaretz es kvodecha. And then the nations will fear the name of Hashem, and all the kings of the earth will be in awe of your glory. And verse 17, Ki vana Hashem Tzion nir'a b'chvodo. For Hashem will have built Tzion and shown himself in his glory. Wow, if we think about the transformation that is being described here, this stunning picture that Tehillim has painted of what we can bring, the movement from despair, trauma, and despondency to empowerment, faith, and optimism, that it doesn't need to remain this way, that when Hashem decides it's time, no, when we decide that we have had enough of exile, that we are truly ready to listen to Hashem, that we want to go home, then we can. But wait, it becomes even more magnificent. Verse 18, Pana al tfilas ha'arar velo vaza es tfilasam. He will have turned to the prayer of the forlorn and will not have spurned their prayer. Verse 19, Tikasev zos lidor acharon, ve'am nivra yahalal ka. Let this be recorded for the final generation, so that a people yet unborn, destined to witness the Yeshua, the salvation, will praise Hashem. Firstly, who are the people who truly need this message? That Hashem does not despise the tefillos of the destitute, the broken, and the brokenhearted. Does not despise the tefillos of those who don't really know how to make a tefillah. It is certainly the later generations. It is our generation. So write this down for them. But the Malbim explains, not only will Hashem listen to our cries when we are desperate, He wants us to know that those cries will be written down, because it is those cries that will ultimately bring the salvation. And when that happens, Hashem wants the generation that will enjoy the salvation to know where it came from. It came from those tears. And this is the beautiful answer that Hashem gives to our plaintive cry in verse 3, when we said, "Do you hear us? Do you see us? Is our pain noted?" Hashem's answer is, "Do I hear you? I am writing down every detail." In Sota Daf Yud Beis, page 12, it talks a lot about names. Apparently, Kalev ben Yefuna had a lot of names, and most of them he was given for the efforts, the care, the lonely journey he was on when everyone around him had decided to slander Eretz Yisrael in Chet HaMeraglim, the sin of the spies. And the Gemara tells us he was called Yesher. Why? Sheyisheres atzmo. He straightened out his inclination. And Ardon, Sherada es Yitzro, because he ruled over his Yitzer Hara. He was called Ashchor, Shehushcharu panav b'ta'aniyos. His face was darkened by the many fast days he kept. Kalev ben Yefuna had such a difficult, lonely struggle. And Hashem is letting him know and letting us know, Kalev, I saw every detail of your struggle, and I have literally written it down. Every effort, every fast, every ounce of energy you invested in the struggle, it's all been written down, and you have new names because of it. Verse Chaf 20. Ki hishkif mimrom kacho Hashem mishamayim al eretz hibit. For he will have gazed down intently from his holy height. From heaven Hashem looked down upon the earth. Verse 21, Lishmoa enkas asir, lefateach b'neit Musa, to hear the groaning of the prisoner and to liberate those marked for death. Yes, Hashem says, I am listening. Lisaper b'tzion shem Hashem usihilaso b'Yerushalayim in verse 22, to declare the name of Hashem in Sion and His praise in Yerushalayim. Verse 23, Behikavit amim yachdav umamlachos la'avodes Hashem, when people are gathered together in kingdoms to serve Hashem. So after our painful beginning, verse 1 to verse 12, we have these amazing verses 13 to 23 that describe not only our beautiful future, but that it is our painful present that will ultimately build it. But then, verse 24 returns back from that stunning futuristic vision with an awful crash to the painful present. And we cry out, but will we even live through this? Verse 24, Ina bederach kolchi kitzar yamai. My enemy has sapped my strength in mid-course. He has cut short my days. And verse 25, Omar keli, al ta'alini b'chatzi yamai. Bidor dorim shnosecha. I say, oh Hashem, do not carry me off in the middle of my days. You whose years go on through all the generations. I want to live to see it. But we will see that journey into the future has not left me completely. I am strengthened and encouraged, And in verse 26 to 28, Tehillim expresses the transient and temporary nature of earth, of this world. And we find comfort and strength in our service and connection with you. Verse 28, Vatahu ushnosecha lo yitamu, but you are always the same, and your years never end. And verse 29, Bnei avadecha yishkonu vizaram lefanecha yikon. The children of your servant will dwell securely, and their children will be established in your presence. What a beautiful and hopeful way to end this chapter. We are able to take the long view of Jewish survival and understand that the pain of today will be the salvation of tomorrow, and that ultimately our children will come home and be home forever. Thank you for studying together Le'ilo Nishma Sanya Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.